Well, howdy, guys. And I guess the cat's out the bag. And I think we all know the meaning of that. The majority of males, even the young ones, have got to see the real feminine nature. Feminine nature, we were told, was caring and feeling. And they are, but just to themselves. And although there's a lot more CCTV cameras, body cams, and people filming femmes, their actions and what they're saying, femmes themselves give the game away when they make videos and put them online. And it shows nearly every man how they don't respect males at all or have any real deep feelings for them, just what the male can provide. Usually when there's no more providing, the femon is gone. That's why femons can be married to one guy for 15, 20 years. And all the things they went through and been together means nothing. Because she can just leave that relationship, like discarding an old phone and getting a new one. For the longest time, a lot of males wouldn't believe it. Until it happened to them. Males are just the providers for femons. And that's about all. There are some femons out there that do have feelings, but those feelings don't run very deep. Unfortunately, femons are quite shallow. They're all about show and tell, and more show than tell. Most men are looking for a meaningful relationship, a soulmate, a friend, and a lover. There's very few femons out there today that will fit that bill. The worst traits for femons, for me anyway, is their lies and deceit. They can't help it. It's just their nature. But how can you trust anybody that can lie to somebody else without feeling any guilt? There must be some femons out there that do have integrity. But good luck finding one. If they even exist. And a lot of males have realized there's no good chasing something that doesn't even exist. Only in fairy tales. Have a good day, gentlemen, and a good night. Take it easy. Get back in that goddamn bag.